know, when we're dealing with things Jungian, there is one aspect that in the interpretation of dreams or looking at archetypes is really very simple. Someone wrote to Jung, read a work that Jung did, and this is in the late 50s. I think it was Modern Man in Search of a Soul, and he was a farmer from Iowa, and he wrote Jung. And he said, I read Modern Man in Search of a Soul, and I think it's very good, but it's just common sense. I don't know why anyone would read it. It's common sense. And Jung was ecstatic with the letter. And he got some of his people around who'd been following him for 40 years, and he read the letter, and he said, you know, I don't know if you people understand me, but there's this farmer in Iowa who knows, you know, really what I'm all about. On the other side, of course, Jungian psychology is extremely complex because it deals with our complexes. Complex people have a lot of complexes, and the psyche is a very complex thing. Actually, the word psyche comes from the Greek word for butterfly. The original meaning of the word psyche was butterfly. That which is most beautiful, but the hardest thing to grasp. And so we can say this about analytical psychology, that it's very simple on one hand. You could almost think of the two great commandments. I mean, it's very simple to live a Judeo-Christian life. As the man said, two great commandments, love the Lord your God with your heart and soul and mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. Very simple. The difficulty we all have is loving ourselves. The first thing that we're going to do is talk a little bit about where dreams fit into Jungian psychology. And again, this might be a repetition of some people, but you'll find my emphasis a little bit different than my colleagues. Secondly, what are the four stages of dream interpretation? All of which are important, and all of which really need some explanation. And sort of as a mnemonic aid, and trying to make it simple for myself, I said the four stages are two R's and two I's. Recall, record, interpret, and incarnate. The third thing has to do with why we interpret our dreams, why we're interested in dreams at all. Well, one of the major reasons is to get energy, to get the energy that comes from the unconscious. So we're going to talk about psychic energy in dreams. Fourthly, talking about power games and dream interpretation. I don't believe that everybody needs analysis. I believe that few people need analysis. Okay. Someone told me, and I've forgotten, if von Franz said this in The Way of the Dream, when I was the master of ceremonies for it in Boston, the world premiere of it, someone said that she said, you know, everyone needs analysis. Well, I think that's a lot of bullshit. As a matter of fact, I think that analysis for some people, and know that analysis for some people is very harmful, and can be very harmful. And so, however, those who might be in analysis of any kind really should know about the power shadow and power games in the interpretation of dreams. And we need to really discuss that. Whether it's in analysis or in a dream group or someone sharing a dream with a spouse or a colleague or what have you, anytime you do that, the question of manipulation can come up. And therefore, in other words, my being manipulated can come up, or my power shadow in manipulating somebody else can come up. And so that's, I think, an important thing to talk about. Who really interprets dreams? Then, I don't know, some people are interested in this and some people aren't. We may spend just a little bit of time on it, but I put it in because it might be important to you. And that is that there are some major differences in the way the Jungian school and the Freudian school approach dream material. And a lot of the understanding of the public about dreams, about their interpretation and about their meaning is influenced predominantly by Freudian theory. And so if you talk to someone about dreams and they say, well, yeah, but of course, you gave me the manifest content, but what about the latent content of the dream? Well, we have ways of dealing with that. But it's important for you to know, really, the Jungian approach vis-a-vis the Freudian approach, but we're not going to spend a hell of a lot of time on it. Then there are seven steps in dream interpretation. These seven steps in dream interpretation I have plagiarized totally from Marianne Mattoon. Another thing that might be useful, and maybe not much time should be spent on it, but it's the use of dreams in our understanding of transference, counter-transference phenomena. Dreams are extremely helpful when someone is in a counseling or therapeutic situation to really understand where you can get stuck or where the therapist is potentially harming the patient or where the patient can just absolutely sit and not move at all for years. I mean, our job as therapists is to get ourselves out of a job as soon as possible, as I view it. This big dependency thing is a lot of crap as far as I'm concerned. And fostering a dependency. And the dreams are really going to move a particular person towards their own individuation, towards their own inner dependence, rather than on another person. So that might be important to talk about a little bit. On the other hand, it might not at all. What is important, I think, number eight, the role of one's typology in the interpretation of dreams. Very few people discuss this. But your own psychic energy flow, if you look at a dream as an extrovert, you're going to look at it in a different way than an introvert does. Thinking people look at dreams different than feeling people. Okay. And one of the trick questions in Zurich, I think it was about the middle, the propedeuticum exam. We had eight of them. One was on interpretation of dreams. And there was always a trick question. And the question was, with which one of the eight psychological types is it best to approach dreams? Inevitably, the examinee would answer with her or his type as being the best type to approach dreams. The answer is all of them. There is no best way in terms of psychic energy to approach a particular dream. But it is important to discuss the role of typology in the interpretation of dreams, of our own psychic energy, especially if we get stuck. Finally, as the tomatoes are flying and the stones are getting ready and so on, I will try to run out of here saying something about living the symbolic life, the importance of really the incarnation of the symbols, of the dream symbols in one's life, and that I really see this, as do other Jungians, as a moral obligation, that one doesn't just interpret, I just don't interpret dreams or play with dreams. Dreams are meant to alter behavior. Okay? Very concrete, bread and butter, down to earth. Sitting around, recalling, recording, and interpreting dreams is all fine and well and good. But if working with dreams doesn't have a payoff in your own life, if you don't live out, and I don't live out, the dreams and the meaning of the dreams in our lives, it's useless. Why the hell do it? As a matter of fact, it could put us in a worse state than if we never heard of dreams at all or interpretation of dreams at all. And so to talk about the symbolic life as an obligation of one who works with dreams, either one's own or the dreams of another.